been a significant reduction in the level of awards for injuries claims assessed by the Personal Injuries Assessment Board. The average award has dropped by around €10,000 since the introduction of new Judicial Council guidelines in April of this year. Rosalind Carl is Chief Executive of PIAB. It's preliminary data, Rosalind, and it's comparing averages over a five-month period to yearly averages, but the new guidelines do look to be having an effect.
Yes, good morning. This is the first publication that has come out on award values since the new judicial guidelines were introduced at the end of April. And it's based on 2,600 assessments, so a fairly robust number to be basing it off, and shows quite a significant decrease over that time. As you say, an overall reduction of about 40% on 2020 levels. And that would be particularly around minor injuries, which make up quite a significant cohort of the cases that we would see.
Now, claimants can accept or reject the PIAB awards, and there's been a slight fall in the acceptance rate. Is that to be expected while claimants adjust to a new reality, or are they just deciding they'd be better off now taking their chances with the insurance company or going to court?
Well, as you say, this is quite a significant change, and we would have expected a slight decline in our acceptance levels at the initial stages of this. But one of the things that we're looking at today is we've come out with this data in order that we can bring some transparency to the area. And one of the objectives, indeed, of the personal injury guidelines coming in was to have consistency and certainty. So the guidelines that are out and that we use now are also used by the courts, so that people would have certainty in that if they took an award with PIAB, that they would more or less get the same if they went to the court process.
Have we seen the impact in the courtroom of these guidelines as yet?
So it's very early days in terms of our cases that have made the whole way through the courts, but really only about 2-4% of cases ever get to the courts. So one of the things that we think is very important is that we get the data in terms of direct settlements that happen post-PIAB from the insurance companies. This, we think, is going to be very important in terms of making sure we get the full benefit of the guidelines and that people stay within the PIAB system. So PIAB were set up in order that we are an independent state body, that we can look at claims fairly and independently and stop all the additional costs that litigation can add to claims. And in doing that, not only would the award values that we see today, which have a saving of over 26 million in their own right, you'd start to see savings both in terms of time and the huge litigation costs that can be added to claims.
Are insurers subject to the guidelines, and do we know if they're adhering to them? Because after all, they finalise the majority of claims.
Well, it's early days for everybody, but certainly we would expect that if insurers were settling claims, that they would be using the guidelines to do so in terms of any applications that were coming in the door to them.
One of the objectives, of course, is to ultimately bring down insurance premiums. Now, the CSO inflation figures have been pointing to that being the case in recent months, but can we expect that to continue, and particularly for businesses, some of which have had to close because they simply can't afford the premiums that they've been presented with?
Yeah, and particularly I think public liability and employer liability are two areas I think where there's significant issues have been seen in terms of pricing and availability in terms of the insurance market. And today we're showing a 44% decrease in employer liability and a 40% decrease in public liability. And as I said, just in terms of the 2,600 cases, they equate to, if you take that kind of average of a 10,000 kind of coming off each claim, of kind of 26 million just in that period of 5 months of savings. Now, if you annualise that, you're talking about that being 57 million, and that's just for our proportion of settlements. So there is hugely significant savings that we would expect to be reflected. The other thing to say is there's been a huge drop in volume of claims coming to us. So there's one issue in terms of the guidelines and their impact, but COVID has led to less cars on the road, less accidents, less people in offices, less people in public spaces. So last year in 2020, PIAB saw a 16% reduction in overall claims. We're expecting about 20% reduction for our 2021 figures. So there's quite a significant reduction there as well. So all of this in time we would expect to see reflected.
And annualised this 40% reduction, would you expect it to maintain over the full year, or are there seasonal factors here that we'd have to take into account? For example, we haven't had a winter where serious collisions occur.
Yeah, look, as I said, this is our first report out. It is over 5 months, but the range of awards are quite significant. So they go from zero to 360,000. Awards will vary depending on the nature of the severity of the injury. As you know, more serious injuries obviously will have more significant awards attached to them. And so there can be some variations. But we do feel that this is a robust data set. It is on 2,600 cases. And therefore, we think it should be between kind of 40 to 45% thereabouts in terms of the overall reduction.
Rosalind Carroll, Chief Executive of PIAB, thank you very much.